Men, women, what's up with them? You know what they say. Men are from Mars. Women are some far-off vagina planet.
This is Interesting Animals.
Episode 2.
I'm Lane.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Adam.
And coming to you live from some vagina planet, you said?
No, well, we're not women.
We're not women.
That's just where they originate from.
That's where their eggs hatch. Far-off
vagina planet. That's so, where their eggs / cabbages, because they're cabbage patches.
Cabbage warts.
So after about 20 tries tonight, I think we finally have struck gold, gentlemen.
We have struck
gold. Our theme tonight, the relationships between men
and women.
And women.
What men will do with women to do... fuck. Never mind, first
story. It puts the lotion on the skin, basically. He's trying to say that.
I don't think that was anything like what I was trying
really?
To say.
Really? That's the point we're trying to get across.
That was the point we're trying to get across.
Yeah.
Tonight's episode is all about putting the lotion on your skin, or else you'll get the hose again.
Mm.
Anywho, first...
We're talking about women hose, a gardening hose, or a water hose.
A little bit of all of them. Anyway.
Okay.
Pile of all of them.
Pile of all of them.
Pile.
A hoe holding a hoe...
Hosing.
Yes. Now that we've explained the meaning of tonight's episode, let's get into the first story tonight. Gentlemen, I'm going to take you to the beautiful
planet
place
Zorlon.
No.
Yes, Zorlon, Poland, my
Not
friend.
There.
Okay, go on with your story.
Anyway, in Poland, gentlemen, we've seen sex being used to sell soda, to sell... tissue paper, for goodness sake. But one man in Poland had the beautiful idea to use sex to sell coffins.
What? What an interesting story. You're an interesting animal.
Wait, he used what to sell coffins?
So his idea was...
Wait, what did you say the first time? He used sex to sell coffins?
Sex is used in advertising.
You know, like showing...
It's a basic rule. If you show
a bear.
Breasts,
a bear.
People will buy.
What kind of stuff do you want? Man, that bear is sexy. I'm going to go buy a Pepsi right now.
Bear in the big blue house.
Anyway, so this guy.
Little bear.
This guy in Poland.
That's not a sort of thing.
Oh my gosh. This guy in Poland, his whole life is devoted to making coffins. He has a business made out of it.
You got that.
Business, for some reason, is apparently very slow.
People aren't dying in Poland.
Yes, people in Poland have found immortality.
Yeah, they found the circle of life.
Anywho. So his son comes up with this brilliant idea of making a calendar.
What, is his son 12?
I guess. They didn't say what his age was.
That
it's
makes
like,
a lot of sense.
Dad, you know what this
Dad, you know
is?
Been, what I've been into lately?
Tits! Tits and ass!
So he made a sexy calendar
yes.
to sell coffins.
The whole calendar is filled with nothing but naked women standing beside... And on top of or inside coffins.
Gross.
Are you going to say anything? You've been texting
they're
all.
Naked
hold on,
things,
I have important balls.
Don't
important balls?
The people listening don't need to know that.
No, I'm going to bring it up.
No.
Because he's being a terrible podcaster.
You have white legs.
Thank you. You're I'm welcome. White. I'm assuming that's... So anyway.
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 Go on with this coffin.
Apparently.
Yeah, you and me can talk.
The Vatican got pissed off.
The Vatican, like...
That's not the Vatican's business.
The country.
Listen, I'm not saying...
No, you know, like, the Vatican is a country.
Vatican
yeah, but I mean,
country.
Like, the...
It is
I guess if
country.
You could call
it's
it an
the
organization.
Smallest country.
I guess if you could call it the an
Mr.
organization.
Mr. Pope, man.
Yeah. The Pope and all his homies apparently got really pissed off at this guy and told him to stop selling the calendars. Guess what the guy did?
Was the guy sending the calendars to the Pope?
I don't know, that's the weird thing. They never explained...
You're gonna die soon.
They never explained...
Ladies.
They never explained the connection between why the Pope got involved. The Pope just went outside one day, leaned out the window, and went, "My God, someone!" Because you know,
maybe they were Catholic.
Pope is English.
Coffins. They have advertised the calendars in the Catholic churches. Hey, buy our coffins because everyone you know is dying.
Hey, Mother Maggie, check out this new calendar I just bought.
All your
bought.
Friends are old. You're not a young hen yourself.
Check out this coffin with the sexy...
It actually makes sense, because if you're trying to give, like, an old person an advertisement for a coffin, you'd want to show them, you know,
old
young
people
women.
Also like young bodies.
Yeah, they do. So, I mean, basically, this guy was a freaking genius. It's a weird thing to do.
Well, did the article mention if
really
it worked?
It was very... People bought those calendars like hotcakes.
Was it people that wanted the coffins, or did they just...
Once again, it doesn't
say... I think so, we all know the answer to that
question. Yeah, it's just... Maybe it's just even one guy in Poland going, I'm going to buy all these calendars.
It's probably the Pope.
It's like, are you planning... Maybe... Oh, shit.
Popenstein IV.
Popenstein the... Yo, Popenstein IV.
That's his name, I believe.
That's... Yep. Yep, we're totally in the middle. Popendict.
So why... I don't understand why the Vatican is like, this calendar is our business. Like, not that I'm for nude dead people.
No, they're not dead. They're
nude
alive.
Alive people in coffins.
Oh, you're
not
for that?
I'm not saying I'm pro or con.
Okay.
I'm biased.
If that I have to see the calendar first.
If that business wants to do that, why?
I mean, hell, it's working for them. Why would you want to ruin it?
Why does the Pope care?
Yeah, well, I mean...
You know who made those naked bodies?
Yeah, God. Jesus.
Maybe.
Or the Pope.
Or the Pope.
The Pope didn't want to see his work out there.
He's like, no,
I made these... made that. I need
for myself. Or you need to put my name down there. Mm-hmm. By the Pope.
But they wouldn't, so...
He's a sculptor.
That's why the Pope got mad.
Yeah.
This podcast is going to be taken down. Because Vatican's going to call
Vatican's
us up.
Vatican's going to get... Pissed.
Hey, we heard you talking bad about the Pope.
Well, if Poland did that one thing involving nude women, what does the Vatican think of America?
Oh, they must hate us.
Are they just like...
They probably just ignore...
Do we just, like... Did they give up on us? Is that why we don't hear? Because we have a lot of calendars with naked ladies.
Yeah,
we
have
we also have, like, 200 religions in America.
Yeah, we also have a lot of calendars of naked men, so that's even worse. We have both sides of the spectrum nude.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, to be fair... The Vatican has a lot of naked men pictures on it.
True.
Like,
true.
With the pointing fingers.
Yeah.
They're not naked, they just have...
Well, they're naked.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine.
They are naked.
They're painted nude. They're not
He
real.
Looked. He looked. He looked with a magnifying glass and went, yeah, I see
that,
a dick!
Why is that bad? Or why can we...
Because it's art.
So the Pope is gay, though, because okay with that.
Let's not get into that.
Maybe they were making sexual poses. That we don't know. They could be like...
They could be shoving the coffin inside them.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it doesn't matter, because the Pope shouldn't be getting involved in it anyway. It's this little tiny coffin shop in Poland. What does the Vatican need with it? Does the Vatican see, you know, potential in this coffin shop? Well, you make the greatest coffins, and we need to put the Pope in something, because let's be honest.
Can't have that smut in my coffin industry.
Yeah, he can't.
That's probably it.
Yeah. Next topic.
All right, topic number two.
Next story. Gentlemen.
Yes.
If you ever have an ugly wife, you can sue her for it.
Oh.
Man sued his wife in China.
You know, why would you...
For being ugly.
Why would you marry someone ugly? Just so you can sue him.
I don't think...
Hey, I love you. Let's get married. Give me your money.
He was successful, then?
He got $120,000 out of it.
I'm sure they divorced after that one.
Well, yeah, why would you stay with that person? It's like, not only do you find me unattractive, but you also made me pay you for being unattractive.
What? On what grounds, though? Is that how the China legal system works?
I guess. It's just...
I didn't even know Chinese people could sue. Like, their whole, like...
They can't.
Well, they don't...
It was...
Civilized.
I was as fascinated by this as you guys were. Because I was like, why the hell does that... Yeah, okay. So.
Oh, shit.
My gobstoppers.
This is why he sued his wife. Here's the kicker. We're passing around gobstoppers. Here's the kicker. He sued his wife for being ugly,
uh-huh.
But only because they had an ugly baby.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I'd be a little pissed, too, if my baby was, like, nasty and everyone else's of my friends was just,
he
like...
He should have seen that coming, though.
That thing is.
But here's the thing. The baby isn't even old enough. Like, what? How do we know that it won't develop into something beautiful?
I mean, if it comes out looking like shit, then you know... You know, but baby...
Well, no, that's the only thing.
Like, you don't brag about, oh, yeah, my 20-year-old son is the hottest kid out there. You brag about your baby being, oh, yeah, my baby's the cutest baby out of all yours.
Yeah, but there's no pictures of this kid. So for all we know, it could be a perfectly fine kid, but he wasn't. He was fed up with it.
But I'm sure.
Oh, that nose is wrong.
The court saw the picture.
The court was like, "Yeah, this guy's right."
That's gotta be terrible.
It has to be an ugly baby.
The judge just looks at the patient and goes, "You're right. Your fucking baby's hideous."
They could have seen like a picture, and the baby has like scales and like a little nub for a nose. And then the wife comes in and she's an alligator.
That doesn't give the guy the right to sue his wife.
I'm not saying he's right.
It's like you.
I'm just trying to get behind this.
It's like you sue your wife for, you know, breaking your stuff or beating you unconscious. You don't.
Yeah.
You don't sue. Yeah.
Do you think he would have gotten away with that in America, though?
No, no. I don't even think the court system would go, "Are you stupid? I don't care. We don't care." Mm. We've got people. We've got women, you know, suing guys for molesting them. Why are we going to waste our time with your?
So to sum this
up, ugly ass baby.
Women of America, you may think men are bad in America, but men in China, oh my god, not even, they're
not
terrible.
Even
so now we can all go up to like feminists who are like, oh man, men are evil.
At least you're not in China.
At least you're not in China, because you'd be sued for that ugly mug.
Listen, if you
are such a dick. No, look at the Chinese people.
American, us American, compared to Chinamen, they better be grateful. You know?
Let's not group all of China into this, because it's really just one guy and his wife.
But the Chinese system supported him.
I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
I guess.
And Chinese, they're all sexist. They don't like girl babies. They all believe men are superior. That's part of Chinese culture. You can't deny that.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to be the reasonable guy here going, no, let's not group everybody in, because no, not everyone's done this. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to sound like a complete dick, but we
I don't know. How do we know that not everyone's done this, though?
Well, honestly, I'm not going to look into it far enough to see if someone
like
else
only,
has done
only
it.
In America's news do we have one story about it. China, they might have like 2 billion. We're only picking on the good one.
Every day some guy comes in and goes, "Look at this baby! It's ugly! I'm suing my wife!
This baby! Unacceptable!
She bring great dishonor to my family."
That sounds a lot like Japanese.
Yeah, that
sounds
probably.
A lot.
Well, what's the difference? Am I right?
Well, anyway.
Next story. Next topic. Let's
samurai.
Let's do this.
I don't know. This is kind of showing that men are jackasses. Okay. Immigration officer fired after putting wife on list of terrorists to stop her from flying home.
Ha!
Flying back home.
Oh,
here.
Man. Wait,
well,
where?
You gotta give him props.
He didn't want her to come back to him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Essentially.
Whoa!
Wow.
She had family in Pakistan. So she would fly back on occasion to see her family. And for some reason, he would never go. Well, I guess at some point he was like, you know what, I've had enough. And instead of just calling her up or sending her a message going, "Hey, this is done," he goes, "You know what?
Long distance calls are expensive."
Well, yeah, but
still. You can get Vonage.
Yeah, you can get. By the way, this podcast is hopefully sponsored by Vonage.
How great of a product do they? But go on.
Can I tell you something real quick? Vonage is amazing, and let's get back to this douchebag. So since he's an immigrant,
we're not advertised. Well, no, we don't. You know, we don't
yet.
Vonage.
Not yet.
So
shut up. We might be
okay.
All right. So anyway,
Vonage.
So this guy, he's an immigration officer, mm-hmm. so he knows how to work the system and stuff.
Right.
He put his wife on terrorism watch. So that she would not fly back. So for 3 years, she could not fly back here.
Did she finally get back?
She was there for 3 years.
Yeah, this happened 3 years ago.
But she can finally get back.
But you just now got fired.
Yeah.
Who just found him out. That's terrible.
It took 3 years for someone to
figure out. This guy is obviously, he's a dick. But yeah, I give him credit for thinking
he's
a fox.
I would set this guy on fire if I were her.
Yeah, and he's back now?
Yeah. And I think needs to sue his ass off.
That is a super awkward
She probably
situation.
Turned into a terrorist since then.
I mean, not saying anything bad about Pakistan, because I've never been there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But still, to be trapped
what do you mean,
somewhere...
Of course.
I'm just saying.
Of course,
I've never been
to
shit.
You know what?
Like Pakistan.
That was actually a bad term to use. Let me rewind that a little bit. I've never been to Pakistan, so I don't know.
Okay. Of course.
I was more going for the, I don't sound like a cultured person, so of course I wouldn't have traveled outside of the States.
Also, Pakistan might be a terrible place.
It might be, but I'm not saying
that. Yeah, we haven't been there.
I don't want to judge. But, you know, being trapped anywhere for 3 years because your husband's an asshole, and you can't get a divorce from him because you can't reach him.
Mm. Well, at least you're with your family.
Yeah, but once
people
again,
you love.
But you also
you know
have,
you don't love this jackass.
But she also had wife, not wife and kids. That was stupid. But she also has kids in the United States that she wasn't able to see for 3 years.
Damn,
dang.
And yeah, I so badly wanted to be there and see what his reaction would have been when she got off the plane. It's like, hey, how are you? Did you enjoy your trip?
Or her reaction, oh, hey, I'm finally back.
And then she kills him, yeah.
Man.
That was it. I don't know.
They must have had some really
angry... Was the gun filled with ketchup?
Some really
I couldn't put bullets in it, so I put ketchup in it.
Yeah, I thought you might enjoy it.
This is actually a mild inconvenience. I got ketchup on my suit.
Better than mustard.
Well, that was a bad idea to send you for 3 years. Shit.
Oh, well, no, on that.
I now see that this was bad.
I have ketchup.
I understand.
You know, my parents and my friends were saying, wow, Anthony, you're kind of a real dick. And I was in there going, they don't understand.
Until now that I have ketchup on my nice suit.
I understand what you went through for the last 3 years.
This is what Pakistan's like.
Now, I too feel like I was trapped somewhere for 3 years.
But, did it go on to talk about, did he have, like, a punishment? Like, besides getting fired?
Oh, he was also fined. He was fined. Well, because he was abusing the system.
Okay.
For his own gains.
But did his wife do anything?
I think it said it sued him. No, actually, she got...
Good.
Yeah.
She should.
Which is really good. Because, I mean, there's... Wouldn't it be great if she got off the plane and he was like, hey, I missed you so much, so how about you and I go back to the place and get reacquainted? He's just acting like there's no big deal. Well, I didn't put you on the terrorist list.
Oh, no. How did that happen?
But I fought so hard for you. I think that deserves a little, you know.
We need to find a story that makes the women seem bad. It's got to be out there. Right?
Well, I almost hate to look up one because then we'll be like, woman arrested for murdering babies, and I'm not touching that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make fun of that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but I've heard.
I mean, there are always.
Sometimes there's stories that women will get mad at their husbands
and cut off their dicks.
And cut off.
Whoa!
You've never heard these stories before?
Whoa!
It is the ultimate revenge that women like to do.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That, like, they'll be, and they're always the same thing. It's like, it's either this guy definitely cheated on her, or she assumed that he cheated on her.
And she cuts off his genital area.
While they're sleeping. And somehow that doesn't wake them up. I'm sorry.
I think that wakes them up. Where have you read that it's like, and you slept through it like a baby?
There was this one story. The guy wakes up, like, okay, so she cuts off his dick, gets into the car. She wrapped it up in, like, a paper towel, I think. Is driving down the road, rolls down the window, throws it out just into this field, drives back home. He wakes up then. And that's a great way to wake up, too. You look, oh, man. It's like, wait, why don't I have the usual morning wood that I... Oh, my Jesus! And there's just this huge bloody spot.
Oh, man.
Something's wrong.
I feel like something's missing. And the worst part about that story was they... They couldn't find the dick because it was eaten by a dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. So what'd they do to him?
In that situation, the woman gets arrested.
Because technically, the man did not do anything illegal. She obviously got arrested.
Yeah.
Because it's not illegal to cheat
on someone. It's not illegal to cheat on someone.
It's a dick move, but it's not illegal.
It's not a good thing.
What they did, and this happened in another case too, so they took off one of his fingers, I can't remember which, If I was going to choose, it would be something that's not the pinky. And they put it down there.
I'd say the middle finger, because that's the longest.
They did.
No way.
Yeah, they did.
Why?
So that he had at least something to pee out of.
You can't pee out of a finger, though.
They surgically did something, I guess.
Yeah.
If they drilled a hole through
it? If someone can make a vagina for a guy, you can make a finger into a penis. Inside out.
Why didn't they just give him a...
I don't know why that part made me hurt.
That's disgusting.
I'm just thinking about a doctor going, well, he really wants this vagina.
That's terrible.
What do they do for the woman that wants the dick? Oh, well, time to pull it up. People at home are going, oh, God.
That's great. Oh, he wants a vagina.
Sometimes it's crazy what's real.
He just pulls out his gloves and goes, well, it's another Monday. Give me some duct tape. This is going to be a long one.
Duct tape?
It's okay. We'll put spray paint over it to make it look like a duct.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know how it works.
You don't think they use duct tape in the procedure?
I didn't think so, but how would I know?
They just use rubber cement.
Yeah. They use Elmer's glue.
God, I hate to be the doctor in that situation. It's like, man, I became a doctor to save lives. And look, I got a new job. Oh, I got to turn
that's
this dick
like
into a
vagina. That's
kind
of like thinking about at what point of a doctor's life does he decide he wants to be a butt doctor?
Oh, gosh, that's even...
Or one of those...
Oh, gynecologist?
Ugh.
I like your description.
When do you think he
decides? The doctors that go...
Pointing at my genital area.
I can do that.
Since your viewers can't see.
Hey, I'm pro-vagina. I'm a medical professional. How about I poke around that for a living?
You know, I thought about it for like 10 minutes once, and I was like,
really?
That's actually not a bad job. And then I thought about it. There's not only hot girls in the world.
There's also
old ladies who have vaginal areas.
Yeah.
Oh, ladies, bad people where you have to move around all this flab.
Of all shapes and sizes.
Blah, 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 blah.
And being a doctor with a sign that says no fat chicks really isn't professional.
Right. You can't do that.
I mean, you could say no fatties.
Not yet.
That doesn't hurt as bad, does it?
Wait, taking out the girl makes it less offensive?
Well, that too. I'm saying, like, fat people or fatties, which sounds worse. Fat people. So if you're like, hey, fatty.
The politically correct term is...
Obese.
Round.
Weightly challenged.
Citizens.
Human obstacles.
Everything is like... every political correct term is like blank challenged. It's like, oh, you're weightly challenged. Or you're heightly challenged.
You
it's,
are
no, I'm
skin
tone
challenged.
I am fat. Okay, just say it.
It all means the same.
Speaking as a fellow fat guy, I would much rather be called fat than have some other bullshit name come up.
You like fatty?
No, I think fatty sounds more offensive. That sounds like more of an insult. Like,
really? What about chumpster?
Blob.
Please do never call me chumpster.
Well, I didn't say I was going to. I said the doctor might.
I would punch that doctor in the face. He's like, he just comes in and goes, well, Lane, I have to tell you, but you're a bit of a chumpster. And then he rubs my belly. It's like, who's a little chumpster?
I don't know how to tell you this, but in the medical books, we call you human Pillsbury's.
The scientific term for you is Humanus Pillsbury's.
Pillsbury's.
Watch this.
Woo-hoo!
Oh!
Oh, see, you got the disease.
Involuntary.
Oh, shit, doctor.
Someone had too many croissants.
I'm still thinking about the gynecologist who raises his hand and goes, I got into this because I'm pro-vagina. And I'm anti-dick.
Hey, you know what? I don't want to be touching all my life.
I don't
want to
be touching. I'll touch my own.
Although I would have nightmares.
You other doctors can be like,
I would have nightmares because they would come in with, like, herpes and...
Or blue waffle.
What the hell is that?
You don't know what blue waffle is?
I don't want to know.
Yeah, what's blue waffle?
It's a,
you've piqued my interest. You're interesting.
It's like a mold on your
vagina. Oh, man!
Whoa!
Oh, shit!
In a waffle shape.
Do you not touch that shit?
Where's the waffle part?
You're like, oh, you just ignore the fact that you have a vagina. You don't even touch it. You're like, nah. No, it's okay. I don't need to do it.
It cleans itself.
Well, I put myself clean every day.
And the doctor's like, well, hey, Becky, it's time to spread you. Oh, my God.
No, oh, what does it smell?
That stench.
It smells like tuna fish.
Hey.
Worse.
It smells like rotten. You gotta clean down there. What's up Moldy. With this pink blue waffle?
The doctor, and the woman's like, can you help me? No, I ain't touching that shit. I'm pro-vagina, anti-dirty
Stop
vagina.
It. I only
that
help
is not
girls
a
with
vagina.
Ideal vaginas.
Yeah.
Be the worst doctor ever.
This is what men are like.
This is, yeah. So, what have we learned this episode?
What have we learned?
Is that going to be our thing?
What have we learned? What have we learned?
We've learned that men are dicks. They sue women because they're ugly.
We really, men seem to do more terrible things.
I started this podcast going, you know, there's an equal amount of bad men and women. And then after reading all these stories, I was like, holy crap.
Because usually, everything that a woman does, they usually have pretty good motivation for it.
Guys, it's just like,
if I was a woman and my husband cheated on me, I'd probably cut off his dick.
I'd probably...
That seems fair to me.
I'd go Michonne mode and just slice his head off.
Whoa.
Witch head.
Witch head.
You're right. Ching, right? Because dicks have heads.
Boy, if only we could have a drum roll.
We'll add it in later.
Or you mean a...
No, the classic after joke drum.
But well,
you
Tish.
Said, you, Tish? Who's that? I'd like to meet her.
Okay.
I'm actually
anyway,
single right now.
This is...
Girls, boys, what have we learned?
We've learned that men are assholes.
Men are assholes.
Women? Some women have dirty vaginas.
They used to be crazy, but they're only like that because the... Vaginal moss.
Vaginal moss?
And what we can't forget is that Interesting Animals has a web series coming out, so stay tuned.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
It'll be out in...
soon?
sometime this lifetime.
We love our viewers, okay? So you just subscribe and
all
make happy.
Oh, we're on iTunes now.
We're on iTunes,
so
by the way.
Please.
iTunes.
This, okay.
Check us out.
This is the last couple minutes of the show, so this is just going to be advertising. So, we're on iTunes, so please, not only subscribe to us, but rate us and leave a comment so we actually appear on the podcast board.
Yes.
And you don't have to just search for us.
Also, we have a Twitter page.
Yes.
What is a Twitter?
I can't.
All so, professional shows have closing music.
I was making the Twitter account, and I thought, oh, I'll just make it at Interesting Animals.
Uh-huh.
Interesting Animals is already taken.
Shit.
So what it is, it's at Interesting AN1. That's where you'll find it.
AN1?
Yeah, because they didn't have Interesting Animals. Like
well,
I
that doesn't
said.
Spell animals.
Anyway.
Anyway, that's our Twitter.
That's our Twitter.
If you want us to talk about anything, tweet us at Interesting AN1.
Yeah, we also have a Facebook page.
Yes. So you could... post thing for us to talk about.
Why wouldn't you?
So look for us on that, because I can't remember the exact URL because I'm a fucking idiot.
So just look up Interesting Animals on Facebook. That's
and you'll find it.
Hopefully, unless you find a lot of interesting animals.
Also look up the Interesting Animals trailer on YouTube.
How can we find that, Mr. Lane Lloyd?
You just said YouTube.
You go, if you want to find the channel... It's called The Real Interesting Animal, because once again, Interesting Animals was taken. And I couldn't use the plural.
Sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, tune in next week. Hopefully we'll have better subjects to talk about. Hopefully we'll be funnier, and hopefully we'll all learn a couple things.
And hopefully our web series will come out sometime.
Mm.
Yes.
It might not come out next week, but really soon.
Yes.
So stay tuned, and check us out, guys.
So, I'm Lane.
I'm Andrew.
Right up.